Yeah. Jams. Two for Tuesday. This will be the final Two for Tuesday for this Tuesday. Yeah. We'll do it again next Tuesday. And I would like to congratulate the 630 area code for choosing UFO, because UFO rules. UFO, Queen of the Deep. That's the name of that song. So we got a UFO twofer coming up. All right, everybody. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. And then Steve Grzanich will have your opening bell. And then after 6, Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran, will have your morning drive. And I will be joining Steve Cochran for my weekly, two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. I am honored to make appearances and be a part of the Steve Cochran show. So you can hear me at 6:20 discussing box office and movies and talking about my screening, my next film club screening, which is on February 7th. I will be screening the classic romantic comedy with John Cusack and Ione Skye, John Mahoney, Say Anything, on the big screen. It's Tuesday, February 7th. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. And you can make your reservations at carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E, carmike.com, or fandango.com. We'll give you more details about that when I talk to Steve a little bit later on. All right. And Esmeralda has just arrived. Esmeralda, are you ready for the challenge?
Yeah.
You sound very excited. Are you ready? Because the prize is a date with Mark Hudson.
Oh, no. Come on.
Wait a minute. I didn't turn my phone off. I had my phone on during the whole show. Sorry. Hold on a minute. Whoa!
Oh, boy.
Stop. Wait it. Hold it. My phone's gone nuts. Okay.
Just throw it out the window.
Somebody's texting me. Oh, it's Mary. Oh. Oh, I'm not doing Steve today. Oh, yeah, they told me that, and I forgot. All right, I'm not doing Steve today, but I will be in on Thursday. Thank you, Mary.
4:38.
I'm not doing Steve.
You'll be there in spirit.
I'll be there in spirit. Okay. All right, well, I can just take my notes now and throw them out. I had notes for the segment, but we'll do it on Thursday. I totally forgot. So, you know, Mary always...
Why'd you throw them out?
Because I'll talk about something different on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I was going to do like a recap of the box office stories,
right?
And then Thursday I will do a preview of the movies that will be coming out next week.
Oh,
so that's a different thing. So,
yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Mary is a great producer, and she constantly like texts me or lets me know that I'm not going to be or when I'm going to be on the show or if something changes, and then I go, yeah, okay. And first, I am not an average cell phone owner. Mm-hmm. I'm not an average anything, but I'm not an average cell phone owner. I delete every text after I'm done. So I do not have any leftover conversation. There's nothing.
Well,
I have no conversation.
You're clearly not done because I'm assuming you forget things.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like I forget, you know, like because I like as soon as I'm done exchanging someone with a text, I delete the whole conversation.
Yeah, but if it has pertinent information in
I should remember it. But I'm just like so used to like, okay.
Well, just keep the text.
I'm too, nope.
Nick DiGilio is the only person I know that has a completely empty inbox.
Completely.
Like, wouldn't you write that down somewhere then?
It's just it's a regular thing that I do every, it's not like, you know.
Yeah, but if it's something like, oh, not doing it this time, so then you would write a note for yourself.
Yeah, but okay. What Mary sent me a text said you're not. You remember you're not doing it. Nothing has changed. I'm now not going to do it. That's the only difference. I prepared for it, and then I don't have to prepare for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do. I get rid of every. I mean, I'm like, I erase pictures. I don't. I mean, I have pictures in there, but like if I don't need like the picture I took of your dog. Your dog painting.
Right.
I took a picture of it so that we can put it on our Facebook page. I erased it.
I mean, that's why would you keep that?
Oh, I know. Well, that's the thing. Why would I keep conversations that I had, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, but if they have information.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's going to send you, like, some very important.
Well, no. See, the difference is this. If it is very, very important and I have to be somewhere that I normally am not going to be, I will not keep it. I'll write it down and remind myself.
Okay.
But if it's something I do twice a week, every single week, and then it's like, you're not going to do it, that's not a big deal.
Someone's going to send you a file that's like, this will save the earth, and you just go, delete.
No, see, stuff like that, No, who the hell is going to send me anything that is going to save the earth?
Bill Hudson.
Bill?
Yeah.
Or Mark. Which
you
one?
You never know.
Cagney or Lacey. I don't know at this
That's
point.
That's how all those TV shows start.
Right. All right. Well, anyway. Thank you, Mary. I'm not going to be on Cochran's show, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't tune in, because you should.
Yeah.
Because Cochran rules. Okay. Hey, oh, Esmeralda. Get Skip Skipley.
What?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I made it. I see his plane outside.
Look at Skip Skipley. Yeah, how are you, Skip?
Good. How about you guys?
Oh, you know, it's been good. You've come out of retirement for us.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick says hello.
Oh,
oh, you mean
that.
The host of The Wall?
Yep. We were rock climbing.
You were rock climbing
right.
with Chris Hardwick?
Now that he sees a giant wall all the time, he's not afraid anymore.
Not afraid.
He used to be afraid of
That's
it.
That's right. Have you ever watched The Wall, Esmeralda?
No.
It is very guiltily entertaining. It is. I'm telling you. It's stupid as hell, but it's really entertaining. And man, Chris Hardwick, man, he's just making checks. The guy is everywhere with his skinny jeans and his skinny suits. All right. Is Hardwick waiting on the plane?
No, he's flying back to do an episode.
Okay. Tell him if next time you see him, mm-hmm. tell him he needs to bring shipmates back.
Will do.
Okay.
You could reboot it. Yes.
Yeah. I'd watch. I watch that damn show every day. Every day I watch that show. It was so horrible and awesome. Okay. Who we got? Is it Skip Skipley? We are playing. Oh, we got to hear the music, right? All right, this is based on the VH1 show pop-up video. It's a board game that one of my listeners gave to me, and Esmeralda and I challenge each other. Each one is a card. It's about a certain song, a certain video. Questions on one side of the card are about the video and the song, and on the other side, it's like pop culture-related bonus questions that are connected somehow to the video. All right, who are we starting with?
We'll start with you, Mr. Nigilio.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Please sing any line from that song.
I can't do any of the Kennedy, one and run, drown to the bar. I can't do any of that, but I guess I can just do the chorus. Right?
Yep.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world was turning. We didn't start the fire, but it's churned and it's learning, and I'm making butter.
I was about to go, Leonard Bernstein. Yeah. That's the other
That's
song.
The other one. That's the R.E.M.
Wrong
right.
song.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, yeah.
We had to hear that song in history class.
I remember talking about it on the air.
Yeah.
I think it was actually like
weird.
It became a school lesson.
Right. And they talked to him about it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. No
Just
one
Billy,
cares,
Joel.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel making it, listing a bunch of stuff that
right?
happened.
It's not even like,
no.
It's not like he explains it in
no,
the
No, it
song.
Doesn't explain anything. It's just him rattling off a bunch of events that happened. All right. Esmeralda, your turn.
Hey, Esmeralda. This song's lyrics could be used to teach what high school subject?
Do you remember the subject?
History. What do you. Math. What. History.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Social studies.
Okay. All right, Skip.
For Billy Joel,
yeah.
What is significant about 1949, the year he begins this song?
It's not multiple choice?
Nope. So the song starts with 1949. Why is that a key year in Billy Joel's
life? I'm just going to guess.
Go on.
I think he was born in 1949.
You are correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
What team is Billy referring to when he says, Brooklyn's got a winning team? What team is Billy referring to when he says, Brooklyn's got a winning team?
Is it the Mets?
That is incorrect.
Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That was a long time ago, there. Esmeralda. If you would have studied the song when you were in school, you'd know it. If you would have taken some Evelyn Wood speed reading courses.
Yeah, I would have read the whole thing.
You would have read the whole thing in 5 seconds. All right. Should we wait, Dan, and break here? Or Skip?
I think Dan would tell you to do weather and traffic.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Skip. We'll take a break for weather and traffic, and we'll come up and finish off the pop-up video.
That was a mistake. Yeah, the YouTube flipped over.
I was going to say that's ELO, not UFO. See, this is why we need. This is why you know, Dan, what happened? Did Skip left? Did he mess with when he retired? Did he mess with everything?
Yeah, you know, I took out the letters on the keyboard, all that
stuff.
Oh
no!
You can blame Skip, but he's coming back.
Oh, there he is.
No, hey, hi, Skip.
Hey, guys.
Loves his prank.
Did you sabotage Dan's keyboard so he played ELO instead of UFO?
Screw that kid.
Wow. He's got a mean streak.
Wow. Whoa. All right. We're back with Skip Skipley, back from retirement.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We're back now for to continue the pop-up video. All right. I guess it's me now, right?
That is correct.
Okay. What do we
got? You know, as a longtime host of quiz shows, I love when things come together. I was listening to you guys on the Jet Inn.
Oh, okay.
And this is quite an appropriate question.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Russell and William Baldwin played firefighting brothers in what 1991 movie?
All right. Can I ask a question? Is this the other side of the card?
It is the other side of the card, yes.
That would be Backdraft.
That is correct.
That movie sucks. What does Backdraft have to do with... Oh, because we didn't start the fire. Oh, God.
They
All
didn't
right.
start it. They just put it out.
That's right. That movie was terrible.
But what are the chances that a movie featuring two celebrity families would be asked?
That's right. It's correct.
Based in Chicago, right?
Yeah, that's it was correct. Shot here. Yeah.
Esmeralda, what year did... This is multiple choice. What year did Prohibition end? 1933, 1898... 1955, 1915. What year did Prohibition end? 1933, 1898, 1955, 1915.
33.
That is correct.
I was thinking of Boardwalk Empire. I'm like, when did that end?
Yeah. I just saw, I mean, I knew that already. But
okay.
I did. It has something to do with booze. Of course I knew about it. I studied that topic for a very long time, Esmeralda. Live by Night, the Ben Affleck movie, covers
that whole
time period, and it about three quarters of the way through the movie, the Prohibition ends.
Oh, okay, I was also thinking I didn't watch that Ken Burns thing.
What
on Prohibition?
He did it. He did. Oh, wow. All right.
Okay,
Mr. Gigilio.
What happened now?
What became the 49th state in 1959?
Oh well, Alaska.
That is correct. Esmeralda, multiple choice. What sitcom took place in Brooklyn, New York? All in the Family, Welcome Back, Cotter, Good Times, or Sanford and Son? What sitcom took place in Brooklyn?
What were they again?
All in the Family, Welcome Back, Cotter, Good Times, Sanford and Son.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
That is correct.
Okay. That's tricky, man. A little tricky.
Well, because I was thinking, I'm like, wait.
All in the Family is Queens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I was thinking, where was Sanford and Son?
L.A.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, Compton.
I know Good Times is Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
Watched enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Sanford and Son is Compton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or is it Watts? Watts. It's Watts. Okay. What do we got?
Yeah, new card.
New card. All right. So it's 4-3, Esmeralda. I'm in the lead. It's close.
Uh-huh.
Esmeralda, now let's get Dave Ennett and his feline army.
You need to call them because they'll hear.
They'll hear
the siren song.
Yeah, all the cats and in the psychic cats that are connected to Dave Ennett in the feline army, they're all ready for Esmeralda to interpret whatever song is on the next card. Skip.
And that would be Spin Doctors, Two Princes.
Oh, God. That's hilarious. Would you like to borrow my beard?
Oh, man. How's that?
I don't even know what song it is. I swear to God.
Oh, no, I know. I've actually looked up the lyrics.
For Two Princes?
Recently. I think because I thought it was, I'm like, this might be.
Well, you're leading a fantastic life if you're looking up the lyrics to Two Princes.
And it comes up on my Spotify.
In 2017. All right.
Want to come now, baby? Just go ahead now. And if you want to, Prince, two princes before you. That's what I said. No, if you, man.
See, you comprehended those lyrics pretty well.
I know, I didn't
Evelyn
really
Wood.
Stick. Hold on. Your father will disown you.
Just go ahead now.
Just go ahead now.
Yeah, you're fine. That is
yeah,
right.
That makes
every one of these. They had, what did they have? Four hits. They all sounded exactly the same.
They did, but I know that one.
I don't know the. I swear to God, I'm not going to get one right on this card.
I listen to it once a week.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay. All right. This is an oddly worded question. I'll just point this out.
Thank you.
The bodyguard of which Just a Friend rapper plays one of the princes in this video?
So the question
is...
Oh, it's Biz Markie.
That is correct. The bodyguard of Biz Markie apparently was one of the princes in the video.
Oh.
That's fascinating.
I've also seen the video many a time.
Esmeralda, what is the name of the debut album from Spin Doctors featuring this song?
Hey. Is it not multiple choice?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Good God.
That I don't know. I didn't search that far in.
Doesn't pop up on your Spotify?
I mean, it does, but you know. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Ah, that's right.
Stupid.
That is correct.
This card is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Mr. DiGilio, what Spin Doctors hit was criticized for its blatantly sexist lyrics?
And there's no...
No.
There's no multiple choice.
Nope.
I can't.
They didn't have enough for multiple choice.
That is true.
What I'm trying to think of what their other hit. I mean, two princes and it's misogynistic. I don't know.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was... Little Miss. Oh,
Little
shut
Miss
up.
Can't Be Wrong.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, you can tie it here, Esmeralda. Thank God there's a Spin Doctors card.
Why don't we build suspense and go to Steve Krasanich?
Oh, all right. Let's do that. We'll build some suspense over the Spin Doctors. That's... Opening bell is
How
up
do we
next.
Do that?
How you doing, Steve?
Good morning. The opening bell next. Listen, if you're in charge of your company's graphics or advertising department, you want to tune in. At 5:08, we're going to be talking to an advertising expert about why it's important to include video and tell a story in those presentations. You'll have them more clear and concise and maybe even score a few advertising accounts. Next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Let's
speed round brought to you by Evelyn Wood.
All right. Well, whose question is it now? It's Esmeralda's. You can tie it up here.
Other side of the card. You Don't Bring Me Flowers was a 1978 duet sung by Barbra Streisand and who else?
Yeah, I don't know.
Neil Diamond. True or false, Chico is one of the Marx Brothers.
Come on.
That seriously is a question?
Yep.
It's true.
That is correct. In this 1978 movie, who played Superman's father, Jor-El, on the planet Krypton?
Big guy. Oh, Marlon Brando.
That is correct.
I love that you sum up his entire career with big guy. One of the greatest actors that ever walked the earth. Oh, he's big guy.
Final one, multiple choice. The movie about Little Swiss Miss Heidi is based upon the children's story by which author? A.A. Milne, that's A. parentheses A.A. Milne.
A.A. Ron?
B. Joanna Spry. C. Hans Christian Andersen. D. Richard Scarry.
I'm going to say Hans Christian Andersen.
That is incorrect. Joanna Spry.
Okay.
Wasn't by that bear?
I have no idea.
Because Richard Scarry, it's a show on Nick.
Oh, brother.
It was a bear named Richard Scarry.
Okay.
He looked like a teddy bear.
I won.
Whatever.
Six
I'm
to
so
five.
Disappointed I couldn't remember the lyrics to Spin
to the
Doctor.
Spin Doctor. Well, yeah. All right. I couldn't even remember the title of another song they had. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow. We got the news coming up.